attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hit it! This is a very sensitive subject.
Hello, everybody. I want to talk with you about a new consumer website, healthcare.gov.
Kathleen Sebelius was in South Florida today to check up on how the Affordable Care Act is being rolled out here. Well, we called for an update on the numbers of Floridians enrolled, and we haven't heard back.
How many people in South Florida were able to successfully sign up today online using the website? The secretary says the number is 2.
Ouch! 2. Just the two of us. All right. Well, sing it. Sing it, Kathleen.
Yeah.
You know, when are they going to figure this thing out that these public events to sign folks up for Obamacare, not going to go well. Not going well. Not going to go well in the future. And eventually people... I'm just amazed that anybody was still trying.
You know,
I suppose
they do so many of these photo ops and these things. You think... Maybe we ought to do maybe like a dry rehearsal, maybe.
Nice. Well, you know what they could do? They could pre-record some of this stuff and release it and you know, just mock it up, right? I mean, wouldn't they be better off? Because it seems like every time they go live on this, it's just like, if we were to go, you know, like we do this show live now all the time, and if a reward op falls asleep, you know, that's the kind of thing that we would be happening every day if we did it the way Obamacare and Sebelius are doing it. Here I go picking on Tom again. He's
so
a good guy.
Sebelius. Yeah. She was in your backyard there, Robert.
She was in Florida, somewhere down in South Florida, where it's basically South America. I think basically. I don't know why people would want to sign up for it there. I believe in South America they actually have access to homeopathic medicine more than they do here in America. Maybe homeopaths as well. Herbalists, the family healers, the generations of people that have been healing within families, grandma, grandpa, they know stuff. They haven't totally abandoned it like we seem to have done here in these United States. So Obamacare, an abject failure, even if it's a success. Big article on naturalnews.com. Talked with Mike Adams off the air yesterday. He's so busy getting ready for all these major announcements that we hope to get him on maybe next week for an update. But the idea is that even if it succeeds, and I'm not saying it's going to, but even if it did, let's just say that the website went smooth, everybody was able to sign up, it wouldn't be a success because the whole basis for it, and we've been covering this for years, long before there was an Obamacare, talking about the disaster that is modern medical monopoly health care in America, that you just don't have a basis of real health. There's no nutrition. You know, the only nutrition you get is, you know, are trans fats that the FDA claims it's banning when it's not really banning them. And the only thing that they're claiming that it's banned is because they were sued into forcing to be able to. I mean, it's crazy time. Crazy time in America. Who's waking up? Two people signed up. Kathleen Sebelius got to be feeling really good. She's got to be a robot.
And on top of that, while she's there at the visit, she's walking around from table to table.
Yeah.
Going, hey, how's your healthcare sign up going? How's yours going? And she walks over to this one table, and while they're sitting there talking, the reporter looks over and looks at the computer, and the system crashed while they were trying to sign up.
Even better. I mean, I think I saw one quote where a guy, they were interviewing him about it, and they said, oh, it only crashed 3 times while I was trying. But it was great. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah. And Sebelius, you know, she mm-hmm. throws out, she says, well, you know, people are frustrated with the web experience, but they're so eager for coverage, they're just going to return over and over again. That's a bit presumptuous, I think, isn't it?
I think, especially when we've got stories later with Ty Bollinger. It is Outside the Box Wednesday, and Ty's very excited because we're going to talk about some more of these Obamacare stories of folks that were the poster children or poster adults for signups and gratitude and, I'm so happy I've got coverage. And it turns out that maybe they don't, or maybe they can't even afford it. The Affordable Care Act being unaffordable. Hey, is that a new thing where they name bills to mean the opposite of what really happens? Like, oh no, the Patriot Act? No. They've done this before.
It's just one big oxymoron up there on the hill, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the way to say it, Superdon. That is the way. RobertScatBell.com, the place for the links to the show, the articles, the things that we plan on covering today. And those of you who are big fans of Ben Swan, we got him scheduled again. He's a great guy, doing what we're trying to do here, and he's doing it incredibly well. And that is bringing, let's say, information, tackling subjects, asking questions that are not allowed to be asked in the corporate-controlled, pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media. And BenSwan.com, we're going to be talking about his campaign, Just Us. And it's not his, because he wants everybody to participate. And I definitely support him on this. Just Us, a campaign for jury nullification. And you know how much we love Dutch.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful, because the way I understand it, if you say anything about jury nullification in the wrong places, you can get in trouble for that. Isn't that true?
Yeah, like in a courtroom.
Court?
Like
where the jury is.
Or near a courthouse, right?
Right.
Despite the fact that the Constitution supports it and the basis for, government of the people, by the people, and for the people, gave or granted. I would say granted. I mean, this is the thing about rights. They come from a far higher place than government. But within the confines, for instance, if you decide you want to participate within the jury system because you sign up to vote, that's how they get you plugged in. And cats too. Cats can actually serve on juries. We covered a story about that. They definitely nullify these things when they're not fed the food that they want. They're very picky about this.
Yes. But and also dogs can get health care. I think Ty's going to be talking about that later too, isn't he?
Yes. If you like your vet, you can keep your vet. This
cats
is great.
And dogs. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, cats and dogs going to Obamacare together. What is this world becoming? So why are we starting on this? Well, for me, it's more opportunity to wax poetic, if I can say it that way, or unpoetic, on the basis for health care. Because as Mike Adams wrote about in last night's article, it's up at naturalnews.com. You're listening to us through naturalnewsradio.com as well as GCN. The idea of health care has just been just totally corrupted to the point where it's a meaningless term or a compound word, health and care, because health is not the cornerstone of it. It's disease management. Now, we want to manage diseases better than you. We want to manage diseases more affordably than you. I mean, this is, each successive administration says, I've got your solution. Now, just before we went on the air, my wife and I were watching an interview of Ted Cruz. I saw this was up on Daily Paul. I don't know if it was on, I think it was Shepard Smith was querying him maybe, but I could be wrong on this. And, asking him about, okay, now that you have been vindicated about your adamant stance against Obamacare, what have you to offer, Ted, right? Senator Cruz, what have you to offer? And Cruz, God bless him, but he's abba-da-bee, abba-da-boo. He's got nothing to offer because he doesn't understand the basis for what went wrong in healthcare, other than you can say a platitude about free markets and capitalism. But okay, we got Ben Swan coming up in just a moment here. Yeah, but the idea of health care, there is no health care in America. As I said, it's disease management, and they want to ensure that you can keep paying the money to Big Pharma to basically provide the drugs that you don't have a deficiency in. No poor person in America has a deficiency of drugs. That's the reason that they're sick. You follow me here? And so nothing in the system, and that's why I say I like Ted Cruz in a lot of ways when he stood up against the man, the machine. But at the same time, if he's going to be their front-runner candidate, the Canadian that he is, in the next election cycle, how is he going to answer, well, what would you replace Obamacare with? Go back to what it was like under Bush? I mean, we haven't had a free market in health care since, decades and decades, since before Nixon declared war on cancer. And how's that one going? We go back to the Flexner Report of 1910 to begin to understand 100 years in the making before Obamacare was passed. Listen, I want to bring him up early because he's ready. We're going to do a couple of minutes before the break. We're going to do some nullification discussion with Ben Swan. BenSwan.com. Great guy. I appreciate him having him back on board here to discuss this, the Just Us campaign. We got a lot of nullification we got to do, Ben.
Yeah, we do, and we have to do it on a whole bunch of different levels, too. And the more local the level, the better, certainly is the case, I believe. That's why we're talking a lot these days about this idea of jury nullification, and I think that's where it all begins. If you want to really pursue a place where you, as the individual, not, you know, your town, your state, your county, moves for nullification, but where you as an individual and the power of nullification, it is your vote as a juror.
Yeah, you want to talk about bringing it local. It doesn't get much more local than that. I mean, you serve on a jury typically in your area where you are, and your ability, and we're going to get into that today with Ben Swan here, this first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, your ability to not only, let's say, judge, if you will, you're almost a little judge in the jury. You are. You judge not only the facts, but the law. You know, you can actually find somebody, you say, well, he might have been guilty of doing whatever you said was wrong, but we don't think what he did was wrong is wrong. That shouldn't even be a law.
That's right. And the important thing about this is not just some kind of new age thought of redefining the role of the jury. It's actually, I mean, this goes back to 1794, the first U.S. Supreme Court case in which it was the U.S. Supreme Court that said the jury has the power to judge not only the facts of the case, but the law itself. If you as a juror believe that victimless crimes should not send people to jail, you have the power to say, I think this guy is guilty of breaking the law, but I think the law stinks, so I'm going to nullify by finding him not guilty. That is, the U.S. Supreme Court says you have that power.
Yeah, and it's so controversial. Super Don mentioned it before. He's saying, like, well, be careful. Don't talk about nullification if you're in the courthouse or near it. And so we're going to get into some of these controversies as to why and how they're able to sort of block the awareness of those that are serving on juries to know about what we're going to reveal today on the air. Ben Swan is our guest this hour. BenSwan.com. We have him linked up in the show notes, including a video that he's done to describe this and a lot of the new media groups that are supporting this effort. It's called the Just Us campaign. Check it out. Ben Swan's going to be with us, and we're going to talk more about this, what you can do to spread the word, also to stand against those who would say, no, you can't do that. Yes, you can. The power of no, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back with more nullification and Ben Swan.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yes, the power to heal is yours, but the power to say no is yours, and that often can be a healing revelation. Yeah, to say no to bad laws. Do we have to wait for an act of Congress? Does the president have to sign an executive order to make it so? Well, no, not necessarily so, especially when we go back to the origins of this organic American republic. It's sick, it's ailing in many ways, yes, but the remedies are right there before our very eyes. They've been around for, well, since the beginning. And Ben Swan is here to confirm that right now from BenSwan.com. You can check him out. We've got the links up at the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Talking about jury nullification. Ben, how did you first come across this concept? I was learning about it way back in the 90s when the Fully Informed Jury Association was doing its level best, but it never really caught fire back then.
No, and you're right. And FIJA, as they're known, is still around, and they've got a great website, and they have really great information there. So, you know, you can... If you want to learn more about this, you can learn some very brief things about it at benswan.com/justus, J-U-S-T-U-S. That's the name of the movement here, is the Just Us Jury Nullification Movement. But if you go to FIJA, F-I-J-A.org, I believe it is, it's much more comprehensive. You get a lot of really, really good information there. So, you know, I want to encourage people, if you really want to be educated on it, go to FIJA. If you want to get just kind of a sampling of it, then you can go to BenSwan.com. So, but yeah, I'm actually new to it myself. I didn't know a lot about it until really just a short time ago. And I had some people who had mentioned it to me, and I didn't really know much about it. I don't know what you're talking about. And then they started, you know, kind of pressing me on this. Well, here's how jury nullification works, and think about the power here. And they start, sending me information on it. And I sat down with this guy by the name of Joby Weeks. I don't know if you guys know Joby.
Yes,
He's a really interesting guy, and Joby's all about this. And he's telling me about jury nullification. This is the answer. This is the way to... And I'm like, you know, what is Joby talking about? And so, you know, we started going through information together, and I was convinced. I was like, look, and you know what convinced me? What convinced me was that this is not a new idea. The fact that this is actually an idea that goes back really to the founding of the nation. And John Jay, the first Chief Justice, I believe, of the U.S. Supreme Court, wrote about jury nullification and talked about it. I mean, this is not something brand new that's been cooked up to say, hey, I got an idea to create chaos in the court system.
Right, right. You're talking about the Supreme Court. I've got the quote, the jury has a right to judge both the law as well as the fact in controversy. That's John Jay, first Chief Justice, U.S. Supreme Court, 1789. So these things go way back. In fact, another Supreme Court Justice, Samuel Chase, said the jury has the right to determine both the law and the facts. So as you said, this is not new. It's not controversial. It's not something you're picking out of some kind of, you know, handbook that is kept secret. It's right there. And the Supreme Court is on the record in supporting it and acknowledging it. So the question is, here we are all these years later and, you know, fumbling about in the dark trying to overturn bad laws. The juries could have been doing this all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something that jurors don't realize, because part of it is, I believe, you know, the fault of media. And when I say media, I don't necessarily mean news media. I mean, you get people who sit around and they watch Law and Order and they watch, you know, shows like that, and they derive their understanding of the legal process from those places. And then on top of that, you also have jurors who listen to, you know, news reports. I'll give you an example real quick. So, for instance, you've got some, you know, 16, 17-year-old girl who takes a picture of herself in her underwear, and she sends it through her cell phone out to some of her friends, and she ends up getting arrested and charged with trafficking child pornography. And this is happening across the country, by the way, and as you guys know, this is not a new thing. And then a teenage guy who receives it, and now he is caught with possession of child pornography, right? And so what happens is with these teenagers is they end up having to register as sex offenders for the rest of their lives. Well, when you see those reports on the news, what do the reporters always tell you? They tell you these are the unintended consequences of the law. But there's nothing that the law can do. There's nothing that the jurors can do. There's nothing that the judge can do. And that's where they're misinforming the public. What they should be saying is, if you're sitting on a jury and you think that that teenager, though they're making a poor decision, though they may be doing something that ultimately is harmful to their character or their life, does not deserve to have to be a registered sex offender for the rest of their life, you have the power as the juror to say, that law stinks, it's not written properly, it has unintended consequences, so I find her not guilty. You have that power. That would fix that problem overnight, but media won't tell you that. And I think part of it is because they don't know.
Yes, part of it is that, and part of the corporate media seems to have an agenda of inducing powerlessness and foisting this idea of, or fomenting, I should say, agitation. And of course, when you are, you know, convinced that you're powerless, it kind of leads to the ability to manipulate you. And that's what a lot of the old media does, not like Ben Swan, who's bringing the power in so many ways back to you by pushing the First Amendment for all it's worth. You ask Ben to look into something, he'll actually do it. And look what he's done here. The Just Us campaign on tap today here on the Robert Scadbell Show. It's cool if you like it. It's organic, that's for sure. And we're going to do some more about this. Jury nullification. How can you learn more? How can you participate? How can you spread the word? Plug into BenSwan.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scadbell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scadbell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
You gotta listen to this. The jury has the power to bring a verdict in the teeth of both law and fact. That's Oliver Wendell Holmes, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, 1902. Yeah, this is a new story, not. But Ben Swan's making it new again for a whole new generation. Thank you, Ben. The Just Us campaign to get people aware of your ability to judge the facts and the law. If you think the law is screwy, as many of them are, you can tell the judge, not right. We're not finding them guilty because the law is just, it's bonkers. So, again, Ben, great to have you on board. BenSwan.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. How's the response been to this? Has there been any pushback, blowback? It's like, oh, you can't tell people this.
No, actually, I was expecting some, and I've seen absolutely none so far. And by the way, just to be clear and to be fair on this, this was actually an idea that was kind of dreamed up down in Chile when I was down there for Gulf Gulch, and I was with Luke Radowski and Joby Weeks, Josh Tolley, Angela Keaton, Bob Murphy, Jeff Berwick. So there was a group of people, and this is kind of a coalition effort. This is not just mine. So I want to make sure I make that clear to people, not try to take credit or be the face of it, because it's really not about me. It's about, you know, getting this out. And hopefully Robert Scott Bell is also going to be a part of this, since you're already ahead of the curve on this. So it's good stuff. But listen, the main thing is we're just trying to educate, you know, a larger group of people and to help move this idea into a mainstream thought. That rather than running away from jury duty, we want people to run to it. You know, this idea that we need to, you know, practice civil disobedience in order to create, you know, problems for the man. This is a great example of civil obedience that gives you so much more power than protesting, than going out and holding up a sign someplace and getting mad and yelling at all your friends on Facebook. This is a way that you can actually change things. Now, somebody said to me, they said, well, how are you actually going to change laws this way? I told them, we don't have to change laws. You don't have to change a single law if you go in there and nullify them all. And that doesn't mean you get murderers off. That doesn't mean you get child molesters or rapists off. We're not asking you to do that. We're asking you to go in and to vote your conscience. And if you believe that a victimless crime should not result in someone going to jail, as I mentioned before, if you believe that kids sending selfies of themselves should not result in them being a registered sex offender for the rest of their life, if you believe that someone not, you know, registering their gun according to the way the state tells them to, because it's their prerogative to own one, is a bad law, then you have the power to nullify.
Yeah, and there are great examples of where many, many folks listening to this show would say, absolutely. For instance, the use of a plant that God created, cannabis, marijuana, that's in the news a lot more than ever before. And the things that are coming out about its stunning ability to help people rather than harm them is upsetting those, for instance, who profit off of these drug laws and, of course, prison sentences, the private kind of government corporate connection on prisons. It's another aspect, and that's a powerful way you can go, you know, was anybody hurt? No, he was just using a plant. No, I think the law is stupid. You're freed because we can't find you guilty for a law we disagree with.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the fact is that the jury has the ability. What they're going to tell you in the courtroom is that you don't. They're going to tell you in the courtroom that you don't have the authority to do this. You need to decide whether the person is innocent or guilt based on the facts, and then you allow the law to determine their fate, and that's not the case. You have the ability to judge the law, and so you as the juror have the ability to determine their fate.
Yeah, listen to this quote. The law itself is on trial quite as much as the cause which is to be decided. That is Harlan F. Stone, 12th Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court in 1941. I mean, I just can't imagine that if you brought up these quotes in you're in the jury pool and say, hey, look, I just saw that the Supreme Court said I can nullify the law. But it seems that I hear more stories often, more often than not, that judges will get very upset with anybody who brings this kind of thing up within the courtroom.
Well, that's right. And here's the thing, is that you don't have to convince the rest of the jury. You don't have to convince them. In order to hang a jury. Now, if you're trying to get a not guilty verdict, you might need to convince them, and you could bring these issues up. But if you believe that you're just going to hang the jury and nobody's buying it, then you have the ability to hang that jury. And over again, that can happen. But you're absolutely right. And there's a case of a jury, I believe, where the judge actually held them all in jail for 18 days in contempt of court because they wouldn't find someone guilty. And because all the facts of the case demonstrated they were. And so the judge held them in jail 18 days. The jury refused to change their opinion. And he ended up letting them all out. And the guy walked because of the fact that the judge doesn't have the power to force a jury to reach a decision.
It's really stunning, but this is a real evolution. You talk about civil obedience. I find that funny. We're not into obedience. We're into oppositional defiance disorder. But I got to give them their props. The founders knew what they were doing when they wrote this kind of concept in. They said, we want you to be technically disobedient by being obedient to the law to say, hey, you don't like the law? Nullify it right there in the jury room, within the pool. So it is an incredible power that folks have, but it's almost like you have to overcome this disbelief. How could it be so simple? How could we've been taught, and this is the media's complicit here, in the complexity. No, you're not a lawyer. You haven't been to law school. You can't possibly know this.
That's right. And that's the idea. The idea is that you as the juror basically are kind of the mindless boob who has to sit there because That's part of the process and the system, and you're allowed to be in here. But you better do what we tell you to do as a juror. And again, listen, everything the founders and framers created was built upon the idea of the individual being sovereign. And if you think about it, it makes the most sense. People talk about the fact the federal government was supposed to be the smallest, then the state government, and then the local government being the largest form of government under the way the founders designed things. But actually, there's a step further than that. The individual has the ability to nullify laws through the jury process. I mean, that is handing to the individual the power to trump everything. And that's what the founders and framers wanted to create. It's what they did create. We've just forgotten that in our culture today, and it's time to be reminded of it, and it's time to do something about it.
Well, yeah, and of course there are some things that were set up at the beginning phase, including something called a census every 10 years. They were supposed to count a number. And there were controversies last cycle around 2010 when they were doing this about these invasive forms, 25 pages long, whatever it was. We got one of those, and they kept coming to the door, and we just said four, number four. Yeah, four. No, because that's what they said, enumeration. You didn't change the Constitution, and yet some people insisted on giving them more information. And, in fact, one of them we covered a few days ago where they listed their cat as a family member, and that cat got called for jury duty. And we don't know how, if he's nullified anything or not yet, but we're waiting on that. But you've got a census story over at BenSwan.com just now coming out.
Yeah, we have a video up about that explaining what happened with the Census Bureau, these unemployment numbers. Regarding the presidential campaign, we kind of break down how it all worked out. It's just a bizarre story and another example, I think, of where the continued disenfranchisement of the voter and the viewer, because this is a situation where once again you have bad data. That data goes to an official agency. The official agency puts it out to media. Media reports it like it's the gospel. And there's so much manipulation of all this information and all these facts. And I think it's why so many people have they're just tuning it out or turning away. Because, you know, when they complain about everything being rigged and everything in the system being fixed, there's just so much manipulation. And that's why, you know, shows like yours, and so many new media who are out there, that's becoming the voice of the people to talk about things they want to hear about and getting down to the issues. But it is a little bit sad when you read that story or watch the video that we put together explaining it, because you're going to say, come on, are you kidding me? I mean, this is the way that the Census Bureau is gathering data in order to determine unemployment numbers. How do I believe anything I'm being told right now?
Right, right. Is your cat duly employed? We're not sure, but we're gonna list it as he's working. He's working. That's right. Ben Swan, you know, when people approach you for these stories, like you said, you kind of let us in on the backstory of someone approaching you and saying, "Hey, can you look into this?" And you did, and you found legitimacy in there. Has there been stories that were just so, let's say, astonishing to you that you found out were actually factual that you just like, I can't believe we're covering this? I mean, yeah, this is something you've been at for a number of years now, even though you're a young guy, but your openness has probably had you encounter things that most people would scratch their head and go, I don't know if I want to look into that.
You're talking about the we found out they were true?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, in my years of uncovering these things, there are some things I'm a little nervous to report on. People will not understand some of the things I've seen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll give you an example, and this is a pretty basic one. A lot of your listeners will hear it and say, oh, of course. But it's not enough, of course, to so many people. We have a story up right now about all these families around the country who are moving from other states into Colorado because they have kids who have epilepsy. And the cannabis oil, which they actually, you know, use in their food and they eat it, prevents them from having these violent seizures. Now, what's crazy about that, okay, is when I hear that, I'm like, that can't possibly be true. I mean, how could epilepsy, which is, you know, you've got all these drugs that have been created to control the seizures and they don't seem to have any effect at all. And then if you let a kid eat cannabis oil, it'll stop it from happening. Well, there have been multiple cases of this. And when I was in Idaho recently, I was doing these events speaking in Idaho, and I met a father of a young woman who has that exact condition. And she is, I believe, moving now to Colorado. But he talked about this and saying it absolutely works, and it stops the seizures from happening. She's actually an adult now and she's moving. But he's talked about her entire life going through this and the struggle as a father of watching his daughter, you know, go into these violent seizures and having no ability to change it or help it. And then it's something so simple. But because, as you were saying, because of Big Pharma, because of, you know, this stigma that's on marijuana. Look, I'm not a marijuana user. And a lot of people are surprised by that because I advocate for marijuana legalization.
Yes.
All the time, and not decriminalization, because decriminalization is a red herring. That means they want to attach strings to it, huge, huge restrictions on it because it's now no longer criminal, but we have to control it. Don't control it. It's a naturally growing herb. I don't use it. But for people who want access to it, especially for these families, they absolutely deserve it. And they deserve the opportunity to have their child free from really the bondage of these violent seizures. But it's an incredible story. It's hard to believe when you first hear it.
Yeah, and that's a great example. I'm glad you brought that up because we're ongoing coverage here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well, and also goes to the power of nullification because Colorado, Washington, some other states have told the feds stay out. It's not your, yep. you don't have the power to do this. And of course, so far, Obama has not sent in the tanks or the F-22 Raptors to bomb Colorado because they said to the feds, get out on this issue. And that shows you the power of no. Listen to your 2-year-olds. They know more than most adults about no. Ben Swan, we say yes to you, and we appreciate you being here. Anytime you want to drop by, you are more than welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, check it out. It's just us. As he said, it's a coalition of all new media coming together to help you to recognize your power to nullify unjust laws and set the folks free that are not violating anyone else's rights. We appreciate him. Hey, what makes you happier, husbands? We're going to tell you after the break.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thanks again to Ben Swan. We got Outside the Box Wednesday happening. You see, at least Ty Bollinger is on time for his weekly, you know, our weekly dose with Ty and Outside the Box. But unlike Dr. Bachar, who's around the world traveling. Where's Waldo, right? He was a day late. But
oh,
that's okay.
He was in Europe.
You're right. You know, I'm channeling Ty right now because I know how he loves to give Dr. Bachar grief. And we love all of them. And, of course, blessings to Dr. Bittar's dad, who's going through the recovery from stroke now.
Yes.
If you miss the show Tuesday, Advanced Medicine Tuesday, it turned into, there's a great hour on stroke that we were discussing, and that's available through robertscottbell.com in the show notes, as well as naturalnewsradio.com and gcnlive.com. They all have the archives, and of course, iTunes. People are downloading it. We don't know who is, but it's evidently a lot. So thank our sponsors, please. Without which we couldn't be doing this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, and even judicial healing, as we did with Ben Swan on a jury nullification. Now, yesterday was what? World Toilet Day.
World Toilet Day.
World Toilet Day. And this is never a good timing. But how ironic is this that there's a story that a man died after a porta potty fire on, of all days, World Potty Day. I mean, World Toilet Day. I know, it's weird, but you see this picture, and I don't know, blast this thing out, and it's linked up in the show notes. I mean, literally, it's like a cartoon, you know, when something explodes, it's just like gone.
Yeah, it's just like a charred crater next to a tree.
Oh, man.
That's all that's there.
I mean, if you talk about horrible ways to go, I got to imagine that, and I don't want to, going on a potty is really going on a potty. Again, condolences to the family.
They're saying that they think this guy may have been trying to commit suicide.
Oh.
And I've read a lot of suicide attempt stories. I've never seen one like this, especially on World Toilet Day.
Right, of all time. And by the way, if you're trying to do, well, let's just say you just are trying to do what nature has called. You're not trying to end your life. You go into one of those porta potties, please do not light up anything. Anything. Methane gas, you heard of that?
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm sure the Mythbusters.
About the methane angle on this thing.
Right, the Mythbusters probably have covered this for all we know. So be careful. Be careful out there when you're going potty in a porta potty. This is an interesting story. As a married man, yes, I believe my wife is hot. And it turns out that if you're a husband and you believe your wife is hot too, and it's like you see those commercials in the South. Is your wife hot? Call heating and air conditioning. We've got your solution, right, to cool her off. But, you know, if you think your wife is beautiful, you tend to be happier, evidently. Now,
They did a study. This was
a published
study.
Yeah. And who am I to judge beauty, Super Don? Because it's like everybody's beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So I'm not saying it from the standpoint of you put your wife up there for everybody to say she's. It's about what you believe.
Right.
Now, I don't know how detailed the study got into that realm.
But, hey, it's good to feel good about your spouse, how they look.
It was published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, and what it found was that husbands were more satisfied at the beginning of the marriage and remained more satisfied over the next 4 years to the extent that they had an attractive wife. Now, the interesting thing is that when they studied the wives, they found the opposite, that wives were no more or less satisfied initially or over the next 4 years to the extent that they had an attractive husband. So what conclusion do you come to with that? I guess that guys like eye candy and women are more into the deeper sense of, of the man and his personality and, you know.
But, of course, it's a generalization because, you know, if we look at, you know, friends of mine that have happy marriages, no mention to anything, but you go, all right, that's not my kind of type, right? But they're in love for years later. And because you've got to be on the physical attractiveness in the early phases of you know, the romantic love that you wanted, to be divine, right? Getting beyond that, you have to see deeper into the person that the spirit is right. And then you can see that beauty no matter what the physical shell is like. And that's, of course, that's bring me a higher love. What was that? Steve Winwood did that, right?
Bring me a higher love.
Wasn't that it? Bring me a higher love.
But, you know, I'm wondering, though, if, you know, now that we know that it has nothing to do with attractiveness, I suppose, you know, we can just quit shaving and shower and walk around in our boxers and stuff. And, like, we don't have to comb our hair now.
Man, you don't have to shower? No, I don't think so. You have to shave every 2 hours.
Wait a minute, I forgot about the smell part.
The smell part, it matters. Now, if you want a higher level, a friend of mine, Phil Moore Mitchell, wrote a book. I forgot the name of it. He was talking. It was a funny thing. He told a story how he was having memories of different lifetimes and how he was praying for a divine love, a higher love. He wanted to have that beauty of that the perfect relationship, and poof, he became a nun. So be careful what you wish for. you might get it in a different way than you think. You know, language is very nuanced in that regard, and spirit likes to make jokes. So, and we do too occasionally. Super Don, thank you for getting Ben Swan back on today. That was cool. Hey, get ready. Ty Bollinger outside the Obamacare box. Way, way, way outside. Because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.